Hey, good morning. It's Pastor Lenny and Pastor
Lori.
Good morning. All right, listen, she's going to get mad at me because she's always asking me, how does my hair look? I'm like, oh my gosh, you're beautiful. Just look at the picture. You could see. But I guess women like to hear it, right? You like to hear it. And so for you guys that are listening, you men that are listening, make sure you tell your wife how beautiful she looks, how beautiful she is, and mean it when you say it, because she's putting up with you. So anyway, listen, if you're not having fun as a Christian, you're doing something wrong. Christianity is fun. I came that you might have life. But life and joy goes together.
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
The joy of the Lord is our strength. You need some strength, find some joy. But anyway, if you're not having fun being a Christian, you're doing something wrong. So how about you let them know how much we love them and appreciate them?
Love you and appreciate you. You're God's hand extended. Without you, there'd be not as much joy, that's for sure.
That's right.
You light up Pastor's heart when he reads this. Lori, you got to listen to this. You got to read this. You make a difference.
Amen. I do that a lot, don't I?
You do.
Lori, look at this comment. Oh, look at this comment. Oh, look at this comment. Brings tears to my eyes, right? How many times have I cried?
A lot.
We love you guys. Thank you for all you do for us. Your family. You're important to Pastor Lori and I. And thank you for your support. Thank you for your financial support, your financial blessings. You know, this ministry, the Lord has given us some big plans, and we can't, you know, fulfill those big plans without your blessings. And so we're so grateful and thankful for you and for them. So, you know, we're done with John chapter 3, 1 John chapter 3. But I don't want to leave John, 1 John yet. And without visiting chapter 4. And perhaps next week we'll visit some verses in chapter 5, because there's some powerful verses. And so today we're going to look at a few verses, and we're going to start with verses 7 through 10 of chapter 4 in 1 John. So Pastor Lori's going to read that to you.
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be a propitiation for our sins.
Amen. That is beautiful. You know what we're going to do? We're going to read it backwards. Okay? We are not going to do anything to the context in any way. But I believe reading it backwards will give a greater understanding or revelation of the context. Okay? So read verse 10.
Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation for our sins.
That's where it all must start. Okay? When I receive the revelation of his love, all right, the two greatest sources of power in the life of a believer, my new book is available on Amazon. Get it. You'll be glad you did. The two greatest sources of power in the life of a believer, right? Love. And righteousness, but love. My life changed when I had received the revelation of how much he loved me. Prior to that, I wasn't quite sure, because all I heard was, you know, I'm making God angry. I'm getting God upset. I used to hear, I believe it was, I don't know, Revelation chapter 2, verse 16 or 3:16. I'm not sure. One of those verses, one of those addresses, but where it said was, you know, I wish you were hot or cold, but because you're lukewarm, I'm getting ready to spew you out of my mouth. And so, you know, I was convinced, you know, I was lukewarm. No matter how hard I can try or no matter how hard I can do, I was convinced God was upset with me. I was making God upset to his stomach and he was getting ready to spew me out. And I lived like that. I lived like, Lord, I'm trying with all my might to love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength, with all my might. But I keep failing. I keep failing. I keep failing. And then I got a revelation of his love. I got a revelation of his love. And this is the way God wants it. Because he knows the more and more you receive of the revelation of how much he loves you, and I have messages on this, okay, and the book, then God knows that that will reflex and rebound into a love for him far greater than any command could command you into. You know, and Pastor Lori, you wives, I mean, she teaches with my daughter. She has luncheons with Pastor Lori and Pastor Allison. And I don't listen to them. They don't like me to listen to them. This is about relationships, whatever. But you learn a lot from Pastor Lori. She has the heart of God. And this is why. We're going to see why in this scripture. But she spoils me. I mean, there's not a day goes by where she doesn't let me know how much she loves me, or she doesn't let me know how important I am to her, or she doesn't let me know how righteous I am, or how much God loves me. And she just, it's like, you know, let's make the menu for the week. What would you like me to make? What would you like me to cook? What would you like me to eat? Okay. And she just, is there anything you special you'd like me to iron for you? You'd like to wear? I mean, she just can't do enough. And what that has caused is, are you trying to train me?
No. Train you?
What it has caused is a rebound and a reflex in that I want to do the very same for her. Yeah, I want to go shopping with you. Yeah, I'll watch you try on shoes, and I'll watch you try on, you know, I can't watch her, I can't go in the dressing room or whatever, but I'll be outside when you come and you model. I'll go shopping with you. I'll do the things you like to do. I want to please her. I want to do for her, because it's a rebound and a reflex. This is how love works. And so this is what this portion of scripture, right? This is why we're reading it backwards. Hey, guys, here's love. Here's love. Not that you love God. Stop worrying about how much you love him. Stop worrying about, you know, loving him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Stop it. But this is love. Herein is love, guys. Not that you love God, but that he loves you. And because he does, he sent Jesus. He sent Jesus to rescue you, to deliver you, to be a sacrifice for you, to be his offering for you, so that you can walk in newness of life as a full son and daughter and child of God. Here's love. Not that you love God, but that he loves you.
That was a game changer for me, finding that out.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Because preach it. I was constantly trying to love him. It was all about me. What can I do to love you more, to praise you more, to show you how much I love you? I was consumed with all of that. And then it's not how much I love you, but how much you love me. That was a total game changer. And then, like you just said, because I realized how much he loved me, it wasn't hard for me just to love him so much back, more than I could ever think of loving him.
Amen. And what else happened with that revelation of his love for you?
The healings.
The greatest power sources in the life of a believer, God's love for you. And when Pastor Lori got that revelation of how much he loved her, the healing followed. It's amazing. And so that love, God manifested that love for us. He showed that love for us because he sent Jesus into the world. Now, this is how else, how much more he loves us. Not only did he send Jesus, okay? But look at what it says in verse 9. Read where it says, from that part on, sent his only begotten son into the world.
Sent his only begotten son into the world that we might live through him.
That's powerful.
Through him.
That we might live
through him.
Through him. Mm. See, now we get to live through him. Through what? Through his faith. Mm. Through his love. Through his healing power. Through his virtue. Through his character. Wow. It's all through him. And I know we talked about this the last time we were together. How, and I, you know what? I can't take the credit for this. The Holy Spirit led me to this through the ministry of Kenneth Hagin, where Kenneth Hagin invited the listeners to, you know, go through Paul's writings and just find all the areas where it's written about in him, with him, through him, by him, of him. It's over 150 references to it's through Christ. This is why Paul echoed the same thought. I was crucified with Christ, and it's no longer I who live, but it's Christ that liveth in me. And now the life that I live in this earth suit, I live through the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave his life for me. Wow. So this is echoed. This is the echo here. This is where you can see the influence of the gospel of grace, Paul's gospel of grace, on John. All right? And you see the love of God towards, because he sent his son. Not only did he send his son to be that sacrifice and an offering, but now, we get to live through his son. If you could be convinced of that in your soul, of that reality, it's in Christ. Any man be in Christ, in Christ. Paul in Acts chapter 17, verse 28, it's in him I live and move and have my being. Pastor Lenny and Pastor Lori aren't addressing you this morning. We're not. We're not speaking to you this morning. It's Christ that's speaking to you. You don't have to look in the mirror, guys, and you have to stop seeing yourself. And see Jesus, and see Christ, and see Jesus more and more and more and more. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. And you will be turned into that very image. The transformation will become complete in your life. You will live through him.
So good.
Just get to live through him. I get to live through him. And the life that I live through him now, I came that you might have life. Life. More abundantly. Why? Because now you're one with me. Now you're as me. Now you're joined to me. Now you're one spirit with me. Now you're living as I'm living. Now you're living through me. Mm-hmm. Through me. Why? What does that mean? Well, if you're living through me, then you're going to realize and you're going to understand that you're glorified, just as I was glorified. That you have glory. That your body is a glory container, just like mine was at the Mount of Transfiguration in Mark chapter 9, verse 2.
Wow.
You're living through me, through me, through me. What does that mean? Well, you're not just an heir. You're a joint heir because you're living through me. Joint heir to what? All the promises of God that are yes and amen. This is powerful.
Preach it.
This is how much he loved us. And so now we go back to the next verse. He that loveth knoweth not God, for God is love. So you see, here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loves us, that he gave Jesus because he loved us. Now we get to live through Jesus. So now here it is. If you don't love, you know not God. You see how this is making sense?
Yeah.
Because when you know God, you know he loves you. You know you're living through Jesus Christ, and you know you can love others. So if you're not loving others, you don't know God. See how this is making sense when you read it backwards? And it goes on to say, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God. You see, so when you're born of God, when you're born from above, you are born with his ability, with his nature, with his character, with his authority, with his DNA. You're living through Jesus Christ. You now living, and you now knowing, here is love. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. And what does this do? This reflects and rebounds into not only a love for him, but a love for one another. Mm. So if you're saying, but I can't love that person, Pastor Lenny, but I can't love him, or I can't love her, or I can't love them, well, then this is saying you know not God. You know not God. God's what? You know not God's love for you. You know not the fact that now you're living your life through Jesus Christ. You know not now, or you're not living now as if you've been born of him, born of God, born of the Spirit, with his very character, nature, DNA, abilities, authorities. And so we end with, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God. Is that good?
That's awesome.
Good message, good word. Any closing words?
Wow. Live through him today. It's easy.
Amen.
Living through him. Live through him.
You know, many of you know Barry Bennett. He's just a wonderful friend of mine. I don't know if he considers me a wonderful friend of his, but he's a wonderful friend of mine, and he's done so much for me in my life. You know, and he allows me the opportunities to share with him or talk with him, or you know, in fact, he wrote the foreword of my new book, which I was so blessed, and I encourage you to get this book. The two greatest forces in the life of a believer, love and righteousness. It's available on Amazon. It will change your life. But I would have conversations with Barry about, you know what? It's not me. I'm not living. I'm not doing the living. It's Jesus. It's Jesus doing the living. It's Jesus doing the living. And, you know, you try to get this concept, you know, into believers' hearts and minds. And so what that does is when that happens, they lose the understanding of, or the belief of, that I have to do, or I need to do, or I must do. Mm-hmm. Because it's not me, it's Jesus. And you know, so we have gone back and forth with this discussions, and one day, he delivered a message, you know, I believe it was that Healing Is Here. And so in the back room, where the guest speakers get to, oh man, it was phenomenal the way they treated us at Andrew Womack Ministries. It was just such a blessing. So I'm with Barry, and I'm like, Barry, I put my hand up, got a high five from Barry. I said, Barry, that was a grand slam home run message. And then I asked Barry, and I said this in front of everybody, so I don't believe Barry would, you know, would mind if I shared this. But I said to Barry, who preached that message, Barry? Remember? Mm-hmm. Was it you or was it Jesus? And he looked at me for a moment and he said, well, I'd like to believe it was Jesus. Yes. In him, through him, by him. It's him. It's him. And when I was going through chemotherapy and when I was going through the radiation, in total peace, knowing that the cancer was dead when I was giving it 2% chance of living. No, the Lord told me I will live and I will not die. All right. But when I was going through that, I kept telling myself, you know, it was Jesus that was taking the chemo. Mm. It was Jesus that was getting the radiation beams, all 210 of them. It was Jesus, you know, and I just relaxed and I just rested and I let Jesus do the being and the living and the moving and the breathing. He did it. And I rested. I rested so much that I fell asleep. I would fall asleep. I'll never forget. This is a little testimony. I fell asleep one day as I was receiving chemo. I was just so at peace. I was so at peace. And the spiritual advisor came through, because many times people would be depressed when they would be receiving chemo. Mm-hmm. And she walked through the curtain to see me. And as she walked through the curtain, she says, Mr. Rolla, how are you doing today? And she noticed that I was sleeping. So she left. And she came back when I was awake. And she told me, she said, you know, Mr. Rolla, I came in and you were sleeping. But here's the thing. As I entered in and you were sleeping, I asked you how you were doing today. And you answered me, I am doing great. Life is awesome and wonderful. I am blessed and highly favored. And she said, but you were sleeping. And she said this to me, that must be your default response. You know what default means? Like, I have a television and sometimes it goes haywire. Sometimes the computer goes haywire. And you can reset it back to the factory specifications, default. And I have renewed my mind so much to the true word of God that yes, it's my default. My default right now is I am, I can, and I have. And I am swimming in his grace.
Swimming.
I just wanted to give you that testimony. Make sure your defaults are, I'm living through Christ. And I also want to remind you, Fridays at 12 p.m., Healing Journeys Today, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on YouTube and Facebook. I have been blessed with the opportunity of being a guest teacher for the month of April by Julianne and Butch Hartman. What a wonderful honor. So make sure you tune in Fridays, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Healing Journeys Today on YouTube or Facebook. Any last words?
Enjoy. This is awesome. Enjoy your week. Enjoy your day.
We love you. We love you.